1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
The whole hamburger conversation about the movie you watched, the Popeye Doyle thing, was because it was National Beef Burger Day.
Yeah, it just reminded me. He said cheeseburger, but it was just a hamburger.
Just a hamburger. Did you?
But it still had the blood running.
Rock, did you have a hamburger yesterday on National Beef Hamburger Day?
I did, yeah.
You did? So did I.
Yeah?
I did. Cooked them on the grill last night. It was a very summery, all-American dinner.
Really?
Hamburger and french fries for dinner. Yeah.
I had Wendy's for lunch.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they... Well, that's fine.
That's a hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have
pretty
beef,
good, too.
And they have beef back at Wendy's, which is great news, because they were all out of hamburgers there for a while a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
So I had to get a quick lunch. I swung in there and got the...
Single, double, triple?
I just did a
frosty.
Single. And it was good.
No. Single. Okay. All right. It seems a little light.
I know.
Seems a little light. Did you get the chili? What else did you get? Because if you got that and a big bowl of chili and a frosty, then I'd say that's a pretty good meal.
Right. No, I just got fries and a soda.
Wow. What's mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Which makes it summery. But you throw the chili in there, and now it's a fall and winter thing.
You think so?
Or spring.
Nobody,
it's not summery.
Nobody wanted any chili yesterday.
What's a hot bowl of chili during a hot summer, do they?
Don't say nobody. It's a big world.
I know.
I don't know. Know that I would need one, but, you know, if I want, I'd like to know it's available. You know,
I'm not sure why that is, because we eat hot food all year long.
Hamburger's hot when it comes off the grill.
We eat cold food.
If it's cold,
all
you go, this hamburger's cold.
Right.
Well, warm it up.
Hot, juicy hamburger.
Right.
Fourth of July.
So what you like them.
So
what you like them.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't, you know, there is a window for the hotness. Yeah, you don't want to burn your mouth, obviously, but you
right,
want
but
it.
I mean, just
you don't want it.
We heat up food all year long to eat. I don't know, a chili would be taboo during the summer.
I think a hamburger has a better texture when it's heated up. When it's cold, when you pull it out of the refrigerator and just try and eat it, it doesn't taste like a, you know, it's like it's not, well, this is just cold. No, the texture changes, too.
Some
the
Food Channel thing I was watching.
I think it loosens everything up a little
bit.
They
said when we learn to cook our food, that freed our bodies from the work of digestion.
So we took a we started
so
the first
our,
step.
So our brains got bigger.
Wait, say that again.
Cooking food moves along the digestion process,
bigger. Right?
So that your body can expend its energy and resources elsewhere. So
really,
our brains grew bigger, or our heads improved, or something like that, because all your body's inner workings weren't concentrating on digesting up raw dinosaur meat.
Really?
Or whatever.
We're taking up that much brain power digesting food.
Well, not brain power, but just body power, just nutrients. And
okay, so you could feed the brain more protein?
Something like that.
Okay.
So if we feed our dogs
more
cooked food,
right,
they're gonna get
come out with a baked potato and a nice steak. Might be a smarter dog. Might take several generations to get them through first grade, but you know.
I say,
right.
If I could just get them to stay and not eat the toilet paper and the garbage, I would take it. If all I have to do is warm up their food to make that happen.
Who told me that? But I think it was on some kind of cooking channel show. Yeah. That's what I was told.
Fire does.
That was some science I was told lately.
Hey, don't.
Who knows if it's true?
Don't go mocking science.
Yeah.
Luck gets thrown in that science category.
What
is that? Oh, that's science. Oh, okay. Can't argue that then.
Right. You want to not be argued with. Oh, I'm sorry. It's science.
Only idiots argue with science.
I wish you guys would just slow down with your bashing of science, because we got a letter
from
a guy.
Wait a minute. You threw in yesterday saying all the wrong answers I was giving in grade school when I should have stood up and questioned what I was being taught.
Brian.
Because now what I was being taught is considered wrong.
And that was right. What I said was right. Brian, this is no time to point fingers. This is not the
time. This is the perfect time to point fingers, because I'm pointing fingers at you.
There's no time to point fingers. Hello? What? Hello?
That's okay.
I'm hearing a duck.
Timer going off.
We got a letter from a guy who said he enjoys the show, but our bashing of science is really shows our ignorance, mm-hmm. was the bottom line, because he said, as much as I like the show and, science is always questioning itself, they said, and examining itself and changing and coming up with new, better, more
how come
full
if
answers.
I question it. I'm some kind of lunatic, heretic, right-wing kookball.
Well, I think you need to stop that. Again, no time to point fingers, call names, well, even if it's at yourself.
You can only question it if you do a proper scientific method, Brian, but, you know, which they just make stuff up. Two for variables of
this isn't
a scientific
letter writer.
Well, we don't.
Can
really
he throw a rock in there on the bashing of?
No,
and,
just you
criticism?
And I. You and I.
We don't really know what X is in this, but we'll just make something up for
X
that.
X is a variable.
In there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which means, we don't know.
Yeah, we just make it up.
It's a non-constant. Well, but, get back to me when you've got a constant, okay? All right.
Yeah.
Guys,
so what did he?
I would have to go get the letter, but he wasn't, it wasn't, I kind of felt, here's how I
do
felt.
I do not accept his criticism.
Well, you haven't even
just
read the letter.
Send you're it back to
you're
him.
You're trusting me. I kind of felt, and I kind of felt like we were being, and I know this is just going to fire you two up when I say this.
I know what you're going
to
say.
We're being talked down to a little bit.
I knew that's what you're going to
like,
say.
Like, yeah, you.
From the smart fella.
Yeah. Kind of, a little bit. Not
knows science. Yeah.
That's another thing.
Like
that,
he was trying to be nice.
Thing
and
will do. It's like it lets you talk down to people. Well, you know, you're just a disc jockey.
You're just
science.
A hump going on life experience.
No.
Yeah. I know science.
Well, I knew this set you guys off.
Yeah, yeah. What degree did Galileo have?
So, yeah, but I thought, okay, here, let me finish that thought. Yes, I felt like I was being talked down to. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree on I'll say that. Mm. But
nobody likes that.
I felt like he was trying to be nice while he talked down to us.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way. I don't know. It's hard. You can't.
Soft condescension. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Polite condescension.
Okay, that's an accurate description. Yeah. I'll go with that. Soft condescension.
I do not accept his criticism. He is wrong for criticizing us.
He's a listener.
Oh, don't give me that either. Every day after the one question line, you go on and on about how everyone sucks.
No, just on the one question line, and everybody can hear that. Everybody hears how bad it went.
Whatever.
So, but anyway, can we the burger? Okay, so the brain got bigger when we started heating our food and eating it. Fire. Here, this is
fire moves the digestive process along, so the body doesn't have to work as hard at digesting.
Well, things happen.
Food, and now it can work on getting your
chemistry happens
brain.
When you cook food. Watch Alton Brown; he'll go through all the science of it, of what happens with the sugars, the flours, the proteins,
starches too. Yeah. Don't forget starches.
Okay, all right. Okay,
that's why you got to stir your Kraft macaroni and cheese
till
it gets nice and creamy.
Yeah,
otherwise it'll be watery because starches. The starch molecules lengthen during stirring.
There you go. Huh. Hopefully our science friend is impressed by that.
Yeah. Oh, don't count on it.
The Germans.
You guys are just idiots. I said
he talked down to us in a nice way.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Why don't I feel better? Why don't you research that out, science boy?
Yeah.
Shouldn't have brought that up with you, too. There's a lot I don't tell you guys that comes in an email because I know you just get all
whatever.
Like you gave us that two-page one that just
took us all apart, but we each had one. There was a criticism for each of us that we each had. You know, this guy kind of did like an air check of the show, a listener, and
he didn't really insult me. He just. He said, I'm coming along finally after like
isn't that
20
nice
years
that's
of being
condescension too.
Young Eric is finally coming into his own.
I can't believe
something like that.
I'll be honest. I can't believe we only get a couple of those every now and then, you know, because we do this every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk a lot. I'm surprised more people don't go, well, I'll tell him what it's, you know. I don't think people
straighten up after I get to him.
It's either got to be they're just too busy, they don't have the energy, I'm not going to waste my time.
That was polite criticism too. That letter.
I think it was. I think
he was trying to be nice.
I think we only felt it was polite because each of us took it for a while in that letter. We each got our own paragraph of what we were doing wrong.
Yeah.
So I think we all felt, well, that was even-handed, but it was still kind of, we open ourselves up for that doing this. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to read them.
Right.
Well, we can give them some crap back. That's what we can do.
That's
a great idea. Give me those emails. Dear that, whatever you are.
You also open yourself up for that when you send something like that.
That's not what I was hoping for. I was hoping for a nice, friendly dialogue about our shortcomings
and how we may improve.
How we can all get better.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Thanks to a listener's
observations. These old dogs aren't gonna learn any new tricks.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and they admit it. They just start barking when somebody shows up trying to get them to do something different. They start growling, showing their teeth.
As Gene Hackman said, I apologize for nothing.
Out of Hoosiers.
Yes.
What's his best role? Popeye, since we're on this French Connection thing.
Gene Hackman?
Yeah, Popeye Doyle.
Out of all his roles or just this list you're giving me?
Just the Hoosiers old digger. What was it? Norman Dale or
Norman
Little Bill.
Norman Dale in Hoosiers was a
Little
great
Bill.
Role.
Little Bill.
But he's carrying the movie in one, and he's a supporting actor in another.
Okay. Gene Hackman always...
Did you like him as the blind monk in Frankenstein?
That was awesome.
It was.
He's always the same in every movie. Like no matter what character he's playing, he's Gene Hackman. You know, like he doesn't change his accent.
I know what you mean. There's a sameness to him, right?
Yeah.
You could say that about anybody, though, couldn't you?
Nah, Mel Gibson does different roles. He, you know, when he played William Wallace, that wasn't like Lethal Weapon where he's dragging a guy off a sure. building with him. Let's jump. Let's do it. You know,
DiCaprio will be different.
Yeah,
you
right.
know.
Yeah.
I'd say Hackman is just Gene Hackman everything you see him in.
Yeah.
I'm going to research this out with science and provide data which shows that you're wrong.
Al Pacino does different roles.
Right.
You know, he's different characters. I think you're right. I think Gene Hackman does. He doesn't grow long hair and lose weight and claws way onto an island.
Really? You think monk in Young Frankenstein is the same as the general in Behind Enemy Lines? They're different.
He still speaks the same way and delivery and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean.
I think if he played Scrooge, he'd be the same. You go, that's Gene Hackman just doing Scrooge.
Well, Patrick Stewart played Scrooge.
He did.
Uh-huh. Did you say that he's very different from one role to another?
I don't know anything else he did.
He was Captain Ahab in Moby Dick.
Oh, yeah.
He was Captain Picard in Star Trek. Notice a trend there?
Who's more versatile, Lauren Green, who was in a Western and then he was in outer space? Or
but still in charge.
Or Gene Hackman.
I'd say Lauren Green.
Lauren Green is more versatile than Gene Hackman.
No, I'd say he's similar to Gene Hackman because he's another guy that's pretty much the same, whether he's in space or on a horse.
What dog food did Lauren Green sell us for a while? He was a dog food guy.
Alpo?
Was it Alpo? That's pretty good if you pounded that out right away. Come out of your word hole instantly, your anti-science word hole.
It's an information hole.
Anti-science word hole.
Through the word hole. Morgan Freeman. Oh, here it is. 1980 Alpo dog food commercial.
Do you have it? Yeah, let's, here.
Okay, Danny, you get the stick, you get your Alpo. That's a pretty good deal. Danny's a 14-year-old Alpo dog. That's like 98 to you and me.
And you're making him run for his dinner?
You're beautiful. You know, Alpo's helped keep him healthy and happy for 14 years. Meat is a dog's natural food. And Alpo Beef Chunks dinner has lots of meat. Alpo's all a dog ever needs to eat. Maybe Danny's been around so long because Alpo's been around so long. Huh? What do you say, Danny?
You know, commercials moved different back then, too. That one actually had a couple of scenes. You know, they cut from one setting to another.
Yeah, he had to walk from his door of his home to with a bowl of food to feed the dog there. Yeah, yeah. I was sold. I was convinced that that was
Elpo,
he really knew about dog food. I was
feeling knew about cooking his dog food and what that would do.
Warming it up for the dog.
Sure, it's meat, but is it cooked?
Maybe that's what we did for the apes.
In Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, maybe we start cooking their food for them.
Another movie from right around 1970.
Oh, if I had a time machine, I would go ahead in time and tell them, don't cook the apes' food. Just keep feeding them cold bananas.